Mysterious things in our lives. There are so many mysteries in the world, it is hard to know where to start. We could start with any of the mysterious ancient structures, or the UFO problem, or scientific mysteries, or look to something else. When we examine the world we live in a little more deeply, we might come to the conclusion there is really something strange going on. It does make one wonder if there are truly more advanced races out there. Have they found the answers to these things, or do they even need to? Could it be we are unique and at least some of the things we find mysterious do not even exist on some or all of the other populated worlds? Notice I say populated, because there has to be more in this vast universe of ours, and if UFOs are any indication, there are plenty. Let's look into the idea our universe is a hologram and at some distance it really isn't there, we just see what amounts to false images. You might say no professional scientist would believe that, but if that is what you said, you would be wrong. The first thing I want to mention is string theory had much to do with this belief, and string theory is debated by some scientists. This theory has been described as two-dimensional paintings on the universe where three-dimensional objects do not really exist. Have I confused you? I hope not. People tend to apply explanations to things they do not understand, and sometimes most of us think these explanations are crazy. Another way of putting this is we are living in a simulation of a universe which was created by a supercomputer. I have a problem with all this because we would have to believe someone or something was around before the universe and used technology to create everything. If this being was not part of the universe, what was he part of? People tend to refer to things they understand in their timeline. The most powerful thing we know of today is a supercomputer, or maybe a quantum computer. Thus, we use it as an example of a machine which might have created the universe because we don't know any better. In the future or on other worlds there could be devices far more powerful. We read many articles, look at photos and even visit incredible ancient structures which are so advanced we might not be able to duplicate them today. The Great Pyramid is so perfect in its dimensions, it has been said we couldn't equal this precision today. Many of the things we take for granted as modern discoveries were ancient discoveries. Some of the most mundane things we think are modern are not. Pay toilets were a Roman invention. They may not have been as sophisticated as the ones today, but they were available to the public. Vending machines were first created by the ancient Greeks. These devices dispensed a measured amount of holy water after a coin was inserted. Even automatic doors were invented by the ancient Greeks. These doors were steam-powered. We thought we understood gravity and how things worked thanks to Newton. You know, he was the guy they said sat under the apple tree and an apple fell and hit him in the head and he discovered gravity. Now we have discovered the quantum realm and many things work entirely different. This means we have a lot of learning to do. This science tells us something can be in two places at the same time, and they can prove it with an experiment where if it is watched it gets a different result when it is not watched. I know this sounds incredible, but it is true. Somehow if we watch the experiment, we have an influence over the result. We believed life is born, grows old and dies. Then we found out this is not true for all organisms. We found out there are some creatures which are immortal, such as the Hydra. The animal can copy its cells forever. Just finding one creature would be something, but there are more. There is a jellyfish which is also immortal. It grows old and then has the ability to pull off a reversal and starts to become younger. At some point it becomes a blob which in about a day and a half begins the development cycle again. How is this possible? So far, we don't know. Some people believe lobsters are immortal and never die from old age, but we are not sure about this one. If we look into the paranormal, there are just too many strange events to ignore. When polls are taken, more than half the people in the United States believe something is going on in that realm. There are so many people who claim to have had a paranormal experiences. I know I have mentioned this many times, but it is certainly hard to ignore. It is especially telling when people have kept their experiences secret for years and finally come out with their story. There are several different kinds of paranormal experiences. There is the voice of a loved one contacting people, the spirit of a deceased person showing up, and what people believe are the deceased trying to contact them in dreams. I am not so sure about that last one. There is also the incidental meeting with what were believed to be people, and then they disappear before the person's eyes. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the extraterrestrials, which seem to be all around us, flying around the Earth in their ships and even appearing before people and in some cases abducting them. Again, we have a situation where there seems to be enough proof this is actually happening to people. So many people have seen UFOs, now known as UAPs, we can no longer ignore it. When these machines are hundreds and maybe thousands of years ahead of ours in their abilities, it can become scary. Even the governments of the world are starting to admit these machines are not ours. It seems like we are all waiting for first contact, but maybe we already had it. It used to be people didn't want to talk about this subject, but this has all changed and many people are coming forward and letting us know about their experiences with aliens and UFOs. We may be finding out the answers to some of these things soon.